Governor Rick Snyder's laid out his plans for the year. I wonder what I'd do if they all
did just what I said. While Republicans in the state legislature have their own ideas. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So last week, Governor Snyder laid out his budget plans.
The governor was all about saving, paying down debt, and spending on infrastructure.
Now, Republicans in the legislature are not necessarily opposed to that, but many of them have a higher priority, and that is tax cuts. And that means less money for those things Snyder wants.
And this is then just one of the looming friction points facing the governor as he begins his final 2 years in office.
A lame duck facing down a large class of conservative freshmen and GOP leaders looking to put the brakes on spending and to be seen by their base as doing so.
In fact, this past weekend at the Michigan Republican Party convention, House Speaker Tom Leonard declared this coming Wednesday Grassroots Day at the state capitol.
He says state house committees will take up bills to roll back Michigan's income tax and to shut down Common Core, the education standards loathed by many conservatives.
These are both essentially throwdowns on this governor.
And now, this doesn't mean war, at least not a loud public one.
No, that's never been Snyder's style, but we should point out that Snyder and his fellow Republicans, particularly in the state house, have had major differences in every year of every session.
A new international bridge connecting Detroit to Windsor, the Medicaid expansion under Obamacare, road funding, fixing Detroit schools.
So the governor's current mood on policy differences, including over tax cuts?
He's chill.
I look forward to having a healthy dialogue.
Snyder says, well, anyone in the legislature can introduce a bill, and hearings, they happen all the time.
And it's just communicating and making sure people can appreciate people have different perspectives.
But the governor has thrown down too. He says, hey, Republicans, you all want a tax cut? Well, show me then where you will also cut spending.
Time, however, is not on the governor's side.
No, this is his second to last budget.
He wants his legacy to be one of sound finances. He is a CPA after all, but also from the very beginning, he has aspired to be an infrastructure governor.
We're talking bridges, roads, thriving public transit in Southeast Michigan.
An upgraded St. Lawrence Seaway and an air hub that all put together make Michigan the center of an upper Midwest Canadian economic zone.
And that's a lot to get done with only 2 years left, and a lot of persuading and trading that will have to take place, particularly among fellow Republicans.
But for Rick Snyder, now more than ever, the focus isn't just on what to do next, but what he will leave behind. I will remember you.
Will you remember me? Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.